Hello and welcome to our 88th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog podcast. In today's episode, we will talk about the releases WordPress 6.3 and 6.4, Gutenberg 16.3 and 16.4. And I'm your host, Birgit Pauli Haag, curator at the Gutenberg Times and full-time core contributor for the WordPress open source project on the Automatic 5 for the Future program. And it's a great pleasure for me to have with me today, Ellen Bauer. She's a theme developer and 6.4 co-design lead on the release squad. She's also a co-founder of Elmer Studio, a theme development shop, and AnoBlocks is one of their products. Ellen has been a very early adopter of blocks and block themes and provided a ton of feedback to the core team. Thank you for joining me today, Ellen. Good evening to New Zealand. How are you?
Thank you very much, Birgit. I'm very good. Yeah, I'm just excited to be here, and actually coming on here has helped me a lot to catch up with all the things that are happening, and it's so exciting to see it all coming together. Yeah, I'm just really, really excited for 6.4 and to be part of it, and yeah, all the things that are coming to WordPress. It's really, really cool.
Excellent, excellent. So how is AnoBlocks doing? Do you have a theme and separate blocks for it?
So yeah, we do have blocks, like block collection or single blocks. It was mainly, we started that like AnoBlocks to kind of experiment with building blocks and kind of bring blocks into our like workflow and kind of to make things happen that weren't possible for a long time with just the default blocks. That's kind of just how it started, just kind of to build the designs out that we wanted. And we still love to use a lot of the blocks there, especially like we have an advanced grid block and things like that. We need to catch up on like the spacing and things like that that came into default. I'm planning to do that within the next like 1 or 2 months to have like a bigger update, because what we've also been doing is building more block themes, kind of coming back to our roots and back to themes, because yeah, it's now possible to build block themes and kind of bring the two worlds together. And yeah, just designing, we kind of missed that with all just block building. We missed doing like cool designs, but we didn't want to build classic themes too. So yeah, we were kind of like on hold for a long time. And now we're really, really excited to get back into designing. And we have a few cool new designs in the works. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun now to bring the worlds together and to kind of really create advanced and modern designs with WordPress. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your new designs and what you and Manu come up with. So for our listeners, the last changelog was about 4 weeks ago. So, and a lot has happened in those 4 weeks. We will not cover it all, and we hope you can catch up on the other news outlets on those. 6.3 came out. And 6.3.1, the release candidate, was just released this week, will come out next week. We are recording this on August 25th, 2023, and 6.3.1 is scheduled to come out on August 29th. So for those who are binge listening to this at a later date, if you haven't upgraded yet, do that now. 6.3.1 is coming out, with some bug fixes for some of the features that surfaced quite late in the release cycle. Speaking of 6.3 or WordPress release, the roadmap for 6.4 was also just published this week. It's a tight release cycle with the first beta scheduled just 4 weeks from now, September 26, I think. And this makes it an ambitious list of features and updates. The release is set to be scheduled for November 7th. So there's always the 2 months between beta, or 6 weeks. No, it's only 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 5 weeks between beta one and final release. So this one is quite special because the release was is all about underrepresented gender people that lead the release in all release categories. And you are on design team. Ellen, I'm on the editor triage team with Anne McCarthy together. Each of the release teams are two or three people deep. So what is the design team going to do in this release?
So yeah, I'm just kind of like starting to get really into the work, and kindly Anne has we have like created a like a side channel in the Slack community for the design team, and Estella did actually take the initiative on that, and kindly Anne has posted and like put together a list of tickets and things we are gonna get into, and some more people shared tickets and issues there. And yeah, then of course the about page. And yeah, we're just kind of getting started on that. It's really excited. Like I'm excited to be on the design team again. And it's really cool. Tammy Lister also is helping out kind of, and Rich kind of put together what to do list in the beginning, which was cool because last time I joined for 5.6, also for the underrepresented gender release, I was kind of struggling at some points, like what I'm supposed to do and when. So yeah, this is way more organized now, and it's yeah, it's really cool to do it a second time and like have a group of people who have also kind of done it before and kind of less just kind of know more what is happening. And I'm really excited about the new default theme too. That's really cool that this is gonna be added for 6.4, because we also had a new default theme released in with 5.6 back then. I can't believe it's already like two or three. I think last podcast you said it's 3 years ago. I was like, what? That's crazy, but I guess it is. Yeah, so that's really exciting and just
So the default theme leads are Jessica Lushik and Maggie Cabrera,
Maggie.
and they just introduced their designs for the theme on a separate post, and we will certainly share that in the show notes as well with the roadmap. But that's only one thing on the roadmap. The others are that there are two new features coming in. Well, at least one of them is the font library.
Yes, so excited for that.
That independent from themes, you can now have fonts on your site and manage them, or that's the goal for it. So you are not tied to a theme with the fonts, how your site looks and how your text kind of is displayed independent from the theme. And there will be the backend is already working for that. That comes in Gutenberg 16.5. So that is one of them. And Anne McCarthy's post, she also had some kind of designs already added to it, some pictures of it. Another part is the revisions for the styles were new in 16.3, but there were no revisions for templates and template parts. And those will come with 16.4 there on the list. We will have new blocks with a table of content block. It has been long time in experimental, but it's slated now to be released into core. There's still a discussion about the time to read block, because there is some, well, if you say, okay, you have 30 minutes to read, that's a normalizes how the reading capabilities. But if you are dyslexic or in other ways have accessibility issues, it's kind of ableism to kind of give you, how long you can read about this. Yeah, that's kind of that you're not normal. And that is definitely a discussion to have if we want to have that in core. So the discussion is ongoing. Another block would be the scrolling marquee block, which, it comes out of the 90s and will never leave us. Scrolling
I
boosting.
actually felt, I mean, we've seen that a lot in designs being kind of like trendy, but I was also kind of surprised to see that as a core block in discussion. I mean, it's cool that we don't have to have custom solutions, but yeah, I'm most excited about the table of contents block. I remember last year I was about to kind of like, okay, should I have a custom block? Should I do that? And then I read, okay, it's being done. So it's cool to kind of finally see that being added. Can't wait for it.
And I was playing around with it, or testing it. Playing around equals testing. And I always find it a little found it in the previous versions kind of limiting, because if I have a table of contents, I want to style it. I want to have some maybe different fonts, maybe different backgrounds, maybe different titles. a control over which heading goes in or out. I'm not sure that all my expectations will come in. So there is definitely room for a custom table of contents block, but I really don't like when a table of content that's only 10 or 15 items long that has all the numbers and the indenting numbers in addition. That's not additional information, and it kind of distracts, kind of is this a priority or not. So I wasn't really able to make it a bullet list, but I think that those things will be fixed definitely. Then there's also the image light box, or each image block will have a feature that you can, with light box, kind of zoom in on it or have a larger version on it on your screen if you click on the image. That has been experimental in the Gutenberg for a while. I'm really excited about the order insert blocks, because that is
Yes.
a piece that has been missing for since the beginning, I think, that you can add something to a block that is not in the interface. Yeah, like what would it be? So the example is a like button to add it to a comment, yeah, or another heading link, or maybe just a citation, or anything that you can kind of put in dynamically that the user doesn't have to control it. So I was thinking sometimes for the click to tweet kind of, yeah, can we do this on a block, and doesn't have to be a separate block. You can just put it in a paragraph or in a heading, or have an additional anchor on a heading without having to do a table of content to get them automatically built. All these kind of, they're all different. I'm sure there are a lot of use cases for that. So, but I'm really excited that that is coming to the editor.
Yeah, I think so too. It's like you said, been missing for like forever. Yeah, just like like you said, a like button or tweet button that is just, yeah, it's very, just makes it more attractive and like easy to use locks. If you have these like things auto inserted, yeah, you don't want to like tweak around with these little items. I think that's pretty cool. And I was surprised about the next one, the post formats. That's pretty cool to kind of come back to these ones. We have like an old theme that's like a post format kind of Tumblr style like theme, and it's been kind of ongoing popular with post format. So it's kind of cool. We can maybe kind of do a blog version redesign for that theme. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and post formats weren't really tended to in the block editor at all.
Yeah,
So
not at
bringing
all.
that in, it's definitely there has been some feedback that this is missing, and some theme developers actually didn't switch because it wasn't available. So that is a good thing for adaptability, but it's also with all the insecurities around the social networks and the fragmentation of it,
Yeah.
that many content creators are thinking about maybe building their own and just giving them post formats. And one of them is actually the non-title post, that you just,
Yeah.
like a tweet, you could just kind of 280 characters and put it in a post, and you don't need a title for it, and you have it on your website, and then you can share it via an activity pub kind of process with any of the social networks that you wanted to do. And you don't have to kind of go out and go directly to the social networks.
I always loved that so much, and I'm already kind of excited to actually build a theme for these kind of purposes. And yeah, like you said, with like kind of Twitter not being there anymore, and it's like it's kind of sad. I feel for the first time actually really excited to start blogging again. And I think I will do that, just kind of like a private blog, because yeah, I don't feel there's the right home anymore on any social platform. And yeah, I really miss something, and I'm really excited to use WordPress as a like not only for business websites and things like that, but for actually for blogging again, which is kind of funny and cool to come back to that. I haven't felt the urge to like just blog for such a long time, and now I want to blog again. So yeah, that's really exciting to see that, and I'm already kind of seeing some new kind of blog themes come out of that project as well, which is pretty cool and creative.
And it's not only for writers, and blogging, but it's also for if you cherished Instagram just to share one photo and be done with it from your mobile phone. And now
Yeah.
you could do this with your own website. I think it would be just as well, but people who are interested in would follow your blog and your pictures on the blog. And if it has a nice theme that kind of highlights that, similar to Instagram or something like that, then and people can follow with the Jetpack or WordPress.com account. They can follow any blog they want. Yeah. And I know that the ActivityPub plugin is now sponsored by Automattic. And so we can create WordPress so it can actually push things into those social networks. Yeah. And even people following on the social networks, but you don't have to create on those social networks. You are in control of your own posts and pages and pictures. And so I think this is the most important thing for the web, yeah, for the independent web in the
I think
future.
so
So
too. I
I'm
think so
really
too.
great.
Yeah, seeing what can happen to these network, it just doesn't feel right to just post your. Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I was like, yeah, even Instagram, it doesn't really feel good to post your content there. I was like, I want to do it on my own website and still share there. But yeah, it really, yeah, I think, yeah, we really make these experiences now. And it's cool. Yeah, it's really exciting.
All right, yeah, and then the also 6.4, the writing experience will be have a focus on that. So the content creation flow on the writing part, like the distraction-free writing, list items, quotes, and navigation items, getting additional capture toolbars and all these nice things. Then interfaces and tools, like list view, top toolbars, command palette, they're all getting additional enhancements or expansions. The site editing will get definitely additional UX polish and quality of life, and also additional features like the.
I love the list view.
Oh, yeah,
It's my
list.
favorite thing. So having the group blocks custom naming is like, yeah, I mean, we have been asking for that for quite a while and it's coming up, and now having that, it will be so cool.
Yeah, and then in
I
design
mean, for
tools.
designing, the list view is just kind of, we need to be in control.
Right. Yeah, and
Maybe.
if it's just a group, yeah, you don't know where you are. So
Yeah, it's
naming those
awful,
groupings,
and
yeah.
it will be cool. And for like page patterns, having them like the sections ready with naming and stuff to get out to your customers and theme users, that will be like just improving the whole experience. Yeah, because at the moment it doesn't look great. But
Yeah.
I still love to use the list view.
Yeah. And yeah, there will be an expansion on the box shadow component, which is in the Gutenberg plugin. It's also, I think, for one or two blocks available, but now it will be available for more blocks, of course. And then custom CSS enhancements are coming, more support for elements for individual blocks. And yeah, all these little but important things will get a refinement and enhancements. The same for the global styles, the style book especially, yeah, which is such a great help in
Yeah.
previewing themes, in designing, kind of seeing how the style variations change your sites and all that. And then
I love
big,
that too.
yeah, that's actually one of the big features in 6.2 and 3. 6.2 was a little bit hidden in the global styles, but it brought forefront in 6.3 for the site editor in the site editor, so you can directly access it. And another focus for 6.4 is the pattern realm of patterns, like the ability to set categories, to update the inserter experience, to improve the compatibility with non-block themes, which is still an issue. And another idea might not work with 6.4, but there's definitely a stretch goal there to have partially synced patterns. Right now we have either sync patterns or unsync patterns. But sometimes you want to have update the style of a pattern and that replicate through previous posts or pages, but not the content. So you couldn't do that right now, but there's an effort to to do that. Depending on how the testing goes and how easy it is to work with, it might make it into 6.4, it might not make it, but that is still. So there's quite more, yeah, navigation, creation, and management. Now that there's the base is done, there's some
Like never
additional.
ending. It's so
Never
cool.
ending, no.
I saw the post and I was like, what is happening? This is so cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
it's
they
a lot
can.
of work. We will see like how much we can get into with not a lot of time, but it's exciting. I mean, at one point these things will get added to the core, so very exciting to see that.
Yeah. So when you go, dear listeners, to look at that roadmap post that will be linked in the show notes, you also see links to the current GitHub issue or PR that is in the works about the certain items. So, and you can then gauge how far it is along, how long it is, and also chime in and help with the testing. That would be really good. Another way of it is we will have a separate, there is a separate project board for 6.4 with quite a few items on it. More will be added to it, of course, from this and from some of the tracking issues. And there you can follow along on the progress of in the next 5 weeks until we get to beta one. So all new enhancements, new things need to be in the release that's are supposed to be in the release by beta one. Then it's new feature freeze. And then after that, there's only bug fixing in the beta cycle to the release candidate one. There's even possible to do some bug fixing afterwards, but then there's also string freeze. Release candidate one is string freeze. So if there's anything user interfaces or something like that, won't get into the release after that because the translators are working on the translation of the new release. And so yes, it's a long list for such a short turnaround time, but that's, well, we don't know where the boundaries is until we get to them. Yeah. So we will report, of course, on the progress on things. We mentioned already the introducing of 2024. We'll share the link in the show notes as well. What do you think?
So I read the post that was posted yesterday by Jessica, and maybe I think what we didn't mention yet is so Maggie and Jessica are leading the theme development, but Beatrice actually did the design work for it. And yeah, I checked out the Figma file today this morning, and I think it's really, really amazing. I'm really excited. It seems like a lot of work, but I think a lot of people are already helping out with creating patterns and stuff. I hope maybe I have the chance to do one or two patterns as well, if I find the time. Or style variations, I think, is a topic that people can help out with creating and contributing, like we did with the last default theme. But yeah, I think it's beautiful. It's very like sophisticated, and I like that they're working on different user cases. So I think there's like a blogger writer category and like business, small business, like portfolio type or small business, and yeah, and portfolio. I think the three are like the main topics they want to cover with that theme. And yeah, it looks beautiful. It makes me really excited. And I think it fits to WordPress and like the new kind of WordPress we see. It's really, really beautiful. I love it. And I think, yeah, it's really exciting to see all the patterns and page templates and all the things you can do, because the last theme had style variations, but not a lot of like a layout building included. So that's going to be exciting. And that combined with the free font library and the options there, really, really cool to see that.
Yeah. I think we're getting to a place where we, when you install WordPress for the first time and you use the default theme out of the box, yeah, that you have a head start on getting your website finished just with the tools that come from the default theme. So there are two things that are not possible now, but that they are working on for the 2024. That is that you can have templates, more than one template for a homepage. Right now, you can only have one, well, the front page, and yeah, and then if you create another one, it overwrites that and doesn't give you a choice. So that's one thing that would cover all the three use cases that you mentioned. And the other part is to actually also provide designs for the various post formats. And when you look into the post, there is one section there that shows you, or in the Figner file, there's one section there that shows you just a Mason gallery, kind of how the posts are, the different post formats are displayed. And I think that's what you mentioned with your older theme, Ellen, that it's still very attractive for people. And I'm glad that we might have that out of the box.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. Yeah, and you can do so much with the theme. And I think, yeah, we never had that before. That, yeah, default theme was really that flexible, and people can really like very usable. It looks very usable for the first time. I really, really excited. And the design is, I think, really fits to what WordPress has to offer. I think it's a really great work. Very exciting.
And I'm looking forward to also see the page patterns. So when you create a new page that you can have a series of, right now you can only, you have to assemble the page yourself with various different patterns that might fit together or not. And with the page patterns, you have a single page fully created and you just need to change your content, yeah, the pictures and the content, but that it already gives you a blueprint for single pages, be it a service page or be an about page or even the home page. Yeah, so I think that gives any user a head start with a new site or with a with an existing site that decides to have that theme.
So true. And yeah, I remember like really advocating for like we need page templates, page patterns, whatever we call it, but like ready to go pages pre-designed for users to choose and have like multiple options. Like we can imagine like three or five about pages and they can choose because yeah, putting the patterns together is for like a lot of users still kind of a like a ooh, daunting idea and it's overwhelming. And why not provide it? We are patterns, we can do that. And yeah, we've also been doing that with our themes quite a lot. And I think it's really, really attractive to have that
Yeah, I'm glad you
come
say that.
together.
Yeah, you have the feedback loop directly with your customers. Yeah, so I'm glad that we are on that WordPress on the right track there also
Yeah, I
for
think
you.
so, because patterns just in general, it's still kind of, I mean, people getting more used to it, but it's really hard to understand for a lot of people. Like, what is that? Is it just a section? Do I want a page? Like, and providing like ready to go pages just so much easier. It's really, really cool to see that and like have more themes, have that available. Maybe even, I remember saying that last year, even already discussing that we have next to a pattern library, like pattern directory, have like a page pattern, or maybe even there's a new word that needs to be created for these patterns. Maybe not. Maybe they can live in the pattern preview, but they could be too long, maybe for preview. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, have a library for that to kind of like theme independent, available. I think that's really would be really attractive.
Yeah, and that's I think where the pattern category work comes in, where you can categorize those patterns and also the browsing, the previews. So if you have a bigger screen, you get a two column preview of patterns that are under a certain category. So you get a thumbnail kind of view, how the big, and that works nicely. But those underpinnings had to first be built. Yeah.
It really comes together. I love what I see. Yeah, it's so funny that things, yeah, like I said, like last year it felt like so much struggle to get people excited about like block themes and site editing, and now it's coming together. I think like with a little bit more practice, users will really just kind of love it and forget about what ha we had before. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it also comes in handy that the navigation
Oh
menu
yeah.
in Block Editor has gotten a lot of improvements in 6.2 and 6.3.
So
And Dave,
true.
yeah, and Dave Smith, a core Gutenberg contributor, kind of posted an update on it so you can read up about it, how it's going to work. Because I, to be honest, I personally struggled after the first year trying to make navigation work beyond a simple navigation with pages to add a site logo to it or to add a search bar to it or something like that. It was definitely a struggle and it was not thought through. And I kind of wanted to have multiple menus. And now that all came together in 6.3 with the site editor where you have multiple places where you can tap into the navigation and make adjustments, be it providing navigation places and just switch out the menu for that. That was not possible before. You had to remove the navigation block and add it again, and then it was
It
the
was a rig, It was the biggest blocker, I think, for users to get into. They're like, it's not working. And like you said, very simple sites, and then it kind of ended. Yeah, very, very exciting to see that. I think now, just with that, people can really start building entire websites with block themes and stuff. It's really tremendous work. And I can imagine it was difficult to get that right, or like it's still an ongoing process, but really happy to see that too.
And that is we're just is all I wanted to point out from posts from the teams. And then now we get into what is actually happening on the Gutenberg plugin. So Gutenberg 16.4 was released on August 9th, so right after 6.3 was released. And certain items from the Gutenberg 6.4 release actually made it into 6.3. There were actually quite a few, I think 20 to 25 items. I have not identified them, but you will see it in the PR if you follow through the change log and click on one of the PRs and you want to know. It had a backport to WordPress release candidate label that was added, and then once it was backported removed, you see that in the history of the PR. So Sarah Norris was the lead manager for the release manager for 16.4, and she wrote that it introduces exciting new features, including both a new experimental feature and a new component, and we will talk about what those are, alongside many enhancements and bug fixes. Bugfix highlights include many improvements to the recently added footnotes block and enhancements to patterns. The footnotes block, most of the bug fixes actually made it into 6.3 major release, WordPress release, and some of the enhancements for patterns too. Those were the two areas where there were last minute bug fixes that made it into the release. There were in total 184 pull requests authored by 60 contributors, including two new contributors. So, and the release has a list of all of them. One of the features that she mentioned, the new component, was a basic progress bar component. And in the release notes, Sarah also has some notes to that. And it's a horizontal progress bar component that can be used in various places. And it replaces the spinner component for the site editor loading experience. Of course, these are public components that can also be used in third party or custom blocks or custom plugins. So that was that. It also gets some design tools with it as well. And it can be tested in the story book, which is other, it's a different thing than the style book. The story book is for developers, and on the WordPress GitHub repo, you can see the storybook of all the components with all the attributes, and you can test around just in isolation and then grab the code and add it to your own code base.
Yeah, I've just kind of looked at that the other day with the progress bar, and yeah, I think it's a definitely an improvement. And I've actually just opened the storybook for the first time.
Oh,
That's
really?
pretty cool to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that. But I used lots of these items for our blogs before, but I've never seen that. That's great to know. It's new to
Yeah,
me.
I think we need
Oh,
to.
was it? Yeah.
It
No.
has been there since a long time,
I
but
think since a
it
long time,
hasn't.
yeah. Maybe I have been there, like I kind of forgot about it. Maybe I have seen it, but pretty
And
cool.
if you click on the introduction, it says how the site works and resources to learn more. And also, it has the code that you can add. It shows you different variables on things, attributes, and how they look. And it also has some. There is a section there for components experimental. If you go there, just be aware that it might, and progress bar is one of them. It might change slightly of the course of development. We definitely need to promote that more. that people can go through the storybook and test some of the components and see how they work, what the documentation is about. So the next item on the changelog is that now the keyboard shortcut for the command palette is now visible in the side view. It's command K or control K, but I never remember keyboard shortcuts, so I'm glad that it's now displayed in the header section of the site editor, and so you can know it
I actually
too.
love shortcuts, but I also tend to forget them. So that's handy. Because there are some like cool ones, and you can really speed up your workflow, especially if you use like if you're really designing in WordPress. So that's really cool. Yeah, I love to have the
I think
shortcut
you will really love
shortcut.
to use the command palette for these quick steps things because you don't have to click through all the menus to get there. So the command palette, you say open page or add page, and then you get a
Yeah.
or open page, and then you get a list of it of the pages that are on the site, and then you can select them without going to out of the site editor into the pages or from the wherever you are and go to pages and then go down the menu item. So it's I really like the command palette, and that will definitely speed up content creation as well as
So true. Yeah, it's
site
really
creation. Yeah.
powerful.
What also comes with enhancement on the site editor, there are quite a few, but I'm only kind of pointing out to that one. The pattern library, it switches to a three column layout on huge screen. So that is
I
definitely an
love
improvement because it kind of
that.
fills it all up. Yeah.
Yes. I love that because yeah,
Yeah.
we are building a lot of patterns and I was always like, can't we just preview more?
Yeah.
One thing I noticed with the pattern, like the explore all patterns view, what I kind of feel weird and I wonder if it's just like temporary or so, because the two columns layout is like a light gray background. Because most of the patterns are most likely with a white background in most themes, at least. And then explore all patterns is a white background and it doesn't look great. Have you noticed that? And I wonder, like, is that like an error or is it just.
I think it would be something to make an issue out of on GitHub, but what you are referring to is the inserter. That's where the
Yeah,
browse all
that's
pattern,
true.
and the switch to three column layout on your screen, that's on the site
In the
editor
site editor. Okay, I get
in
it.
the
I get it.
patterns section of the site editor, where you have the menu on the left-hand side, and
Oh,
then
okay. Yeah,
the
of course. We're in the site editor. Oh,
in
yeah.
the site editor, yeah. So,
And in the site
that's
editor, I have the dark background, as I can see here. Yeah, okay. That
and
makes sense. I have to test that out again.
yeah, but it's definitely worth, I think, creating an issue for the inserter to maybe also recognize some of the dark light contrast there.
Yeah, if it had, I haven't checked if there's an issue, and it's also like not consistent. Why have this light gray and then switch to white? Yeah, I will check it out if there maybe is an issue already or what's going on there because yeah, it doesn't really make sense. And I tested a few themes just to kind of see if it was me if I had it, and but they all had the same issue. Maybe it's temporary.
And I'm not, it might be even a good way to say that the browse all patterns kind of goes to the site editor if it's a
Oh
block theme.
yeah.
With a classic theme, that wouldn't work, but but to have that
That
button
makes
go
sense.
actually to the
Yeah,
site
just
editor.
so true. Yeah, I mean, we just wanna stay in the site editor because it looks so nice and polished. That is true. It would be cool. I will test that out. Maybe I can create an issue.
I'm just making a note there. So.
So now we go into the post editing.
We're now here at the post editor. There are new commands available now to show ha or hide the block breadcrumbs. That's, I think, on the bottom of things to get into switching off settings. So enable pre-published checklist or disable the pre-published checklist or change into or just make a preview in the new tab. Those are new commands for the power users there to switch off on and off the settings so you don't have to go through the menu items to go to the options bar and then change the settings for certain things, even if you just want to toggle on and off and not have it permanently done, changed for your session.
I love all the like fine-tuning we are now at. It's like incredible to see that. Oh my God, all these like little things happening. that do make a difference. It's so cool.
Yeah. Speaking of, there's the footnotes received in 16.4 add link background and text color support. So now you can not only create the footnotes and they take on any styling from the theme, but now you can, as a user, also change the text color background and all that for your footnotes. That's actually a very interesting new block. I really love it, and I'm glad that it's now in core to test it further on various use cases.
So true.
And then
Oh,
also
then
the,
we have the pre-formatted.
So
Get
although,
spacing support.
the there were in 16.4 there were more additional enhancements to the blocks. Performant got the spacing support, you said, yeah, and then verse. In the verse block, you can have now enabled the line breaks, so you can, instead of paragraph, you also can have line breaks there. Social links get the threads icon, so you can have in your list of social profiles that you point people to also go to the new threads environment of Facebook.
That is good
There,
to have. I'm yet to kind of check out Threads. I think it, I mean, it's good to have it. I think especially, yeah, that since we don't have Twitter anymore, really, I'm excited. I want to try it. Have you tried it yet, Threads,
no, and
to
I'm
post it?
also hesitant. It's not rolled out to all Instagram users, so you need to have an Instagram account. And what
Yeah,
I
that's
saw
true.
on certain platforms when people tried it was, if you wanted to delete it again, you actually needed to delete your Instagram account.
Oh
And
wow.
I wouldn't want to
Oh,
go
that's not
there. So
nice. Oh
yeah,
yeah, that's not
so
nice.
I wouldn't gonna
Oh,
go there.
it's true.
Well, but on the other hand, yeah, maybe I should delete my Instagram account already.
Can delete everything. Yeah, I mean, we don't need more social platforms, to be honest, I feel, but I'm always keen to kind of check something new out,
Yeah,
and
me too, but
it
then
looks nice, and like it looked nice and simple. And yeah, while you're already at Instagram. But yeah, I think it's weird that it's connected with Instagram. I don't
yeah,
know
and
how
I don't
that,
have a.
maybe.
I didn't get it offered yet, so maybe because I'm not on Facebook, I'm only on Instagram, so I don't know. It's
Or well, was it that maybe, or is it, could it be that this had something to do with European Union kind of holding back with it? I think, I have no clue. I didn't follow it, but I think Manu mentioned something like that.
yes,
So
you're
I think
right. Yeah,
that's
it's only for
it.
US Americans and not for UE people, EU people.
Yeah.
So
New
that's
Zealand
another reason.
somehow we got lucky. We can use it. But I just didn't have time yet. Yeah, I think that's the problem. Or like, which is actually good that they kind of, but yeah, I don't know where that will go, but it's good to have the icon at least.
So true. Yeah. I just started being on Blue Sky. I just got my invite. So I'm kind of, I just set it up. So I'm wondering if there's actually a Blue Sky icon already. So we'll see. If not, I'm going
Yeah,
to create an issue about it. But
yeah.
Blue Sky.
Historically, I think I remember WordPress being always super late to add icons, so it's cool that they're kind of faster now.
Yeah. So next thing on our list is that unsync patterns didn't come into the quick inserter. So if you started slash and started typing, you didn't get a selection of your patterns. But that is now, you can now do that. You find your patterns in there if you use the quick inserter. So that is also the search, if you search for it, you find them in the quick inserter. So I think that's a really good enhancement. I was always wondering why I needed to go to the big blue button to get to my patterns, but it's
That's
not.
another like big improvement with
Yeah.
the sync patterns,
Definitely a
unsync.
quality of life improvement.
It's so helpful for like
Yeah.
for user.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are almost at the end of what I wanted to point out as enhancements. Go and read the post release. I wanted to point out also that with this release, the plugin minimum supported PHP version is 7.0. I don't think that anybody who uses a Gutenberg plugin is actually on 5.6, but just so if you are, now is the time and you want to be in touch with all the future releases, make sure that you upgrade your site to at least a 7.x version of PHP. That coincides with the WordPress 6.3 release that also bumps the minimum supported PHP version for WordPress to a 7.x PHP version. So 6.3 is the first version that does not support 5.6 anymore. PHP 5.5 versions, 5.x versions. In the bug fixes, I found a few things that I wanted to point out because there were bugs that we had to deal with and we don't, or maybe not. So the comma block contrast checker, or the contrast checker that is in the sidebar for to give a hint when your contrast between the foreground and the background color was not accessible or not high enough to be accessible, that algorithm didn't work well with the cover block because of the combination between text, image, alpha, overlay color, and all that. That was way too much for the algorithm. So they disabled it for the cover block. They didn't disable it for the inner block. So if you have inner block, a paragraph, and you change the background color there, and the text color of that doesn't match, it still works. But for the cover block itself, it's disabled because it had too many false positives, and it was just the algorithm doesn't go far enough. So, and then it's better to have not have it than having false positives in there. There's in the release, in the PR, there's also some discussion in there on why the team came to that decision.
It
And
could
then,
be that it's maybe temporary or.
yeah, I don't know if they if there's a focus on improving the contrast checker because that was an external tool, but it's definitely just the nature of the cover block just has too many variables in there. So the image block finally got a fix on the image size for the all wide and full width alignments. Sometimes that wouldn't fill it all up or grab the wrong size. So this is now fixed. It has multiple variations there, and it's definitely a better feel for the image block when you add alignments there. And then the last one is that the video block got a fix for the styling for the vertical alignment of the video. There was always a little gap on top of it that was hard coded, and they kind of removed it. So if you fix the fix, if you fix it locally on your own theme or in your own site, you might need to
We can delete
kind
it.
of look
Oh,
at
I
it
think I
and
saw
do it.
that. Oh, I have to check that out. I haven't used the video block quite often, but I mean, it is handy. I have to test it. I think I saw that once that it has like this gap.
Yeah,
Remember.
and it kind of spacing is now with the space. So from the beginning, the spacer block was one of the most used block amongst the top five most used
Oh
blocks.
my God.
And
I never
now,
liked it.
yeah, but it helps. So made it easy for content creators
That
to
is true.
just adjust things. Yeah, and now with the dimensions controls with padding and margin, it still is probably easier to use than figuring out, okay, what is padding and what is margin again? Is it inside or outside or what? Yeah,
It
but
is true.
it's not that necessary anymore, especially when you have patterns and theme templates that actually took care of it and make
Yeah,
it
and
all put together. Yeah.
I'm not sure, but it the problem was also that it was like fixed, like 100 pixels stayed 100 pixel. Is it still like that? I don't even
The
know
spacer
why.
block? No,
Yeah,
you
with the
can have
spacer.
four pixels, 15 pixels, 150 pixels. Yeah, it's
No, I
yeah.
mean, does it like responsive, like
Oh,
the spacing?
in
Is it
the
like fluid or?
is it fluid? I'm not quite sure. That's a good question.
Because
I
that's
think it
what
is.
was the main reason, like
Yeah,
why I never used it.
because it wasn't fluid. Yeah, I think it is, but
I
it's
haven't checked it
definitely a
out.
good question.
Maybe we can. Now we have spacing, way better.
And that's fluent. So then on the post editor, you can allow styles to be changed dynamically through the editor settings. That is a PR that refers to the theme JSON. So you can, I think, or to block extenders. Yeah, that's for the extenders to update editor settings. Now you can make them dynamically. So you can have has theme styles and then react to that. Have through the editor provider. That's highly technical, and there is in the PR some example code for the experiments. So, but it helps theme developers or plugin developers to also change some of the styling dynamically, CSS or any other means. I think I'll put that on the list of what's new for developers in the on the developer blog. What else? I think that we are on the end of 16.4, except for one more. There is a experiment for auto-inserting blocks on the front end in the editor via REST API. And the release post has an unusual amount of information about that, which is actually almost a death note, but it's really cool how you can auto-insert them. We talked about it, right? We talked about it here at the, it's the experimental auto-insert on the block JSON file, where you can then say, okay, on the core comment template, for instance, add as last, and you have before, you can add blocks before, after the block you added to, or as a first child or last child to the block on the front end. So, yeah, definitely try that out, test it, and definitely there's a tracking issue also linked in the release post. So you can see what other plans are there for this feature, because it's still, as I said, experimental. The documentation had a ton of changes, updates. And if you are struggling with some of the things because the documentation is not going far enough or deep enough, I would think that going through the release change log and look at the documentation issues to see what all changed. So there is an API, a reference documentation for the interactivity API, which still is, it's probably not coming for 16, 6.4, but it's definitely already in the Gutenberg plugin as a private API right now, so core blocks can use it. There's an update on the Gutenberg release process documentation. So if you are a contributor and you think about, oh, maybe I want to lead one of those Gutenberg plugin releases, it's definitely worth looking into it because it made it more fluid for new people that have been had an experience with GitHub and Gutenberg, but they don't have haven't done a release yet. There's also a getting started guide for the interactivity API started. The block API version 3 has been documented now, and the create block package received support for example property and template defaults. So the scaffolding tool create block is now a little bit more comprehensive in what it offers as a tool. I think that's it. Any comments on those last three, four things that we talked about? I talked about.
Not too much. I need to check out the, that's exciting that you mentioned the create block tool because I love to use that. I haven't used it for a while. Now I need to come up with a new blog idea.
Well,
Maybe
you.
not. I was so excited to do more design and like theming again. I'm kind of holding off with new blog ideas.
Yeah, you mentioned that you, yeah, after creating so many custom blocks, it's.
Yeah, it's a little bit I loved it, but yeah, just working with customers that people I think maybe because they for us like knowing that we come from like design and theme worlds, they get just way more excited about design and themes and patterns compared to blogs. The people who kind of follow us in our work.
Yeah, definitely. Because you see something, yeah, it's kind of, you can,
Visually.
it's haptical. Yeah, I think the barrier for entry for custom blocks is sometimes a little harder. I can see that. And
Yeah, that was it was really good for me to get into it and like having that skill and I enjoyed it, but it's yeah, it's a lot of work with like yeah, you really have to put a lot of effort into your blog to kind of make them work and like make them competitive and yeah, at the moment I don't know if we want to do that.
we don't do it because it's easy. We do it because it's hard, right?
That is true. But it does it needs to make sense too. Like
Oh, yeah.
we just started building blocks because there was so much missing. And at the moment we're kind of fine with what we have. And to I mean there are a few ideas we have maybe for blocks, but at the moment we kind of can build the designs we want to build with the blocks available and with our custom blocks, so it kind of works. And yeah, if we ever run into something we can't do, then we will Just create a blog. If you get into it, it's not like for most of the blogs, like for most things, it's not so hard. It's actually pretty easy. Now it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and the CreateBlock scaffolding tool has been worked on quite a lot in the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. In the
To
beginning, I used to not like, I didn't even have that available. Since we have that available, it's really easy to, actually, it's really easy to build custom blocks.
Yeah, and now it's a little bit more flexible as well, because sometimes you, especially for agency developers who roll out just one plugin with all the blocks, you can now tell the scaffolding tool to just not create the whole plugin, to just create a directory for one block, yeah, and have the
Yeah.
rest of it there. You can also distinguish between static block and dynamic block just with a command there or a flag, respectively. And you can create your own templates. So if you have a process for creating blocks, you can make the tool work with your process as well with creating templates. So Gutenberg 16.5 was released this week, actually yesterday, and the release was done by Xiaoban Bama, and her release post is also online. And this version is again bug fixes and a focus on had a focus on enriching the command palette even more and customize some more of the blocks that had it featured 219 pull requests by 63 contributors, including five new. So we are not talking through 219 line items with you. We only pick a few and that is the command, and that is getting to through the features that was added new block related commands again to the palette, which was the add block selection, block transforms, block duplicate, copy, remove, edit, kind of commands like that. So when you highlight something, you can then have a command that transform to, and then it gives you a list of blocks that you can. So it's quite an interesting push on those command, creating new commands for that. If you want to follow along and you have plugins that use the block editor and the site editor, there is some documentation in the dev notes for 6.3 on how to create new commands that you can then add to your plugin. So definitely something to look into. There were also fixes to make it render well in smaller viewports and support the commands without icons and make it a update the preview in new tab command to reuse the right module for that. Yeah, and so those were the some of the items that enhances the command palette. It also in 16.5 there were some components updates, and one of them is we talked in 16.4 about the progress bar that also get additional update with this release 16.5, but there's also an update to the modal component that it adds now a header action prompt to enable buttons or other elements to be injected into the header, which is pretty cool, and then enhances the overlay interaction as well. So that is, of course, so much more interesting for developers, but it also is developers for blocks as well as for plugin developers because they can reuse the WordPress components. The column block received two enhancements. One is a stretch op option for the block's vertical alignment options, meaning that if a to stretch through the full column, even if the others were longer. So you if you have a three column block, then one column can be shorter or longer than the other columns. And that was hard to correct with a spacer block. We talked about it, but that was what a spacer block was good for. And now you have a vertical alignment option where you say, okay, just stretch this to the full space. And then, yeah, especially when you have backgrounds on them, it looks much nicer when the backgrounds are all in the same length of that.
Oh, that's very helpful. I haven't actually tested that, but it sounds very helpful. I have to retest it,
Yeah,
the
well,
columns
anybody
block.
should test it to kind of see if
But
it actually does what you want it to do. And then
that
is,
sounds really helpful.
yeah, I've struggled with that every time when I use a columns block that my columns are not lined up. And then I fiddle, yeah, I'm 90% there. And then the last 10%, I fiddle a half an hour with a spacer block to get it all matching up in that. Yeah. So, and the second enhancement I wanted to mention is that now if you press enter on an empty paragraph at the end, then you get exit out of the columns block. There was no way to, with the keyboard, to get out of the columns block. Now you can. Yeah, when you're done writing and then you hit enter on an empty paragraph at the end of the block, that you get out of it.
That also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah, I haven't used the columns block that much, to be honest, myself. I have to check it out again.
Yeah, it's much more versatile now, especially with
Yeah.
different backgrounds for each column. Different, you can do all kind of different. The single column has now so many design tools that it's really helpful to for your designs. There was some lacking design tools. They were only available for the full for the columns
For the
block,
main,
for the main
yeah,
column, and now it's
for the
you
wrapper.
can, yeah, for the single column. Yeah, we always have to kind of distinguish between the columns block and the column block. Yeah, and there are other block updates, like the file block got spacing options, the image block got aspect ratio support for the light box, the post content block got color controls. And this is the last one I wanted to mention, is that the block titles have been changed to remove post from it. So those are the ones like post author, post title, post content,
Oh,
post.
yeah.
Yeah, so because they are pretty redundant, yeah, if it's a
Yeah,
title,
there were
then
a
it can be
lot.
a post title and a page title, yeah, and then it's the author, but it's the post author block on a
And the
page, kind
page,
of. It's
yeah.
yeah, why would I do that? But it, yeah, so it makes more sense, but it also changes the alphabetical list of things, yeah. So if you wanted to look for titles, you always put title in, and it gave you in the insert of the post title, but now it just says title. So some people are very tuned in into what they see in the inserter, and this makes the visual inserter a little bit different when it doesn't have post in it. Yeah, they might not recognize it. Yeah, so the global styles now got a feature to reset to the default global styles revision kind of thing, and then also reduce the visibility check on 2-to-1 revision. So you don't, yeah, if you only have one revision, there is no visibility check there. That's just one of the refinements of things. On the block editor, there's now a.
That is the I haven't actually looked into that, like allow the layout controls to be disabled per block from theme.json, but that sounds very helpful. But the next one, the fluid typography at minimum and maximum viewport for that, like that the theme.json we can like in a theme can configure that ourselves. That's what it means, right?
Right,
Can,
yeah.
yeah, that's so helpful because yeah, that's something that didn't really work for now, like creating designs with especially a larger typography sometimes. You only want that obviously in larger screens and you couldn't really control it. That's really, really helpful to have. I love
Yeah,
that.
there was also a bug fix in an earlier version. I don't know, it was 16.2 or 16.1, where you could also, it changed the progression from screen size, big fonts down to smaller screen sizes. It now has a different algorithm to do that, so it actually works. So it actually goes smaller on a smaller screen. Sometimes when you have, I don't know, 160 big letters, even if
Yeah.
you scroll them down to a minimum size, it wouldn't scroll down. So now, but now you can also hard code those minimum and maximum with the theme JSON. So it's even more control now than you just kind of rely on the algorithm to do that.
And also layout controls. I mean, from my perspective, anything that we can get control of via theme.json is amazing. Because yeah, it just makes it so much more flexible to have everything there. So to disable the layout controls per block basis, I think is also pretty neat. I love to see that. Yeah, it's really cool to see that there's like just more fine control and yeah, things just start to work way better.
So what else is in there? I'm scrolling through that what I wanted to do. But in the block editor, There's also one PR that didn't get any notice anywhere else except here in the Gutenberg Changelog, but also in Gutenberg Changelog podcast, that isn't there's now support for container queries in editor CSS. Container queries means, okay, if the container is something, the CSS changes in opposed to viewport or media queries. So, and what happened was when if you enqueued a CSS file that used container queries, there would be error message on the block editor. And that has been fixed. And now you theme developers and designers can now use container queries in their CSS files without any problems with the block editor. I think that's a step in the right direction because container queries are the new thing with CSS for, well, I don't know how long, but I think it's a better way to make a website or design flexible on screen size or container size rather than the browser size rather than the screen size. So that is definitely a step in the right direction to be a
Improvement.
little bit
So
updated
true.
more with the modern CSS. For developers, again, interesting that the style engine now includes namespace in layout class names for non-core blocks. So it's a very slight change, but it makes it so much more controllable that you now can use a theme slug namespace on your class names for your core blocks. And it's still for your blocks, your custom blocks, and it will be in the style engine and you can, yeah, can use your CSS. And it's consistent. You don't have to, it's not so arbitrary anymore. And you can't
Yeah,
override your other people's stuff when you can add your namespace there. It looks a little bit unwieldy when you look at the CSS class name, but it's definitely like so. Before it only said my block, my test block is layout constraint, and now my block, create block, my test block is layout constraint. So it adds the namespace just in after the WP block in your CSS automatically.
well, yeah, that makes sense. It just gives you more control.
Some control and isolate certain CSS in class names here. All right. There are three experiments now in Gutenberg.
Oh,
One
the fun
is
library.
the a backend for the fonts library is now in the plugin. And then there is also a feature to connect a paragraph to a meta custom field. So there is an effort to have a user interface to connect certain blocks attributes to a custom field. And this is the first test. It's very early. There is a little UI with it. So, but that is definitely something for extensibility for plugin developers to test out, that you can, when you register your meta field, that you also can add them to the sidebar and allow connections to certain blocks with it. I think that's a terrific idea, and it fills a gap that is missing, and it helps with implementers when they use something like ACF to create meta fields, and then they can just add them to additional blocks. But it's very early stages, so it needs people to be testing, but also to discuss that with the core developers. And then the last one is a Bootstrap minimal sync package. Well, it doesn't, the name of the PR doesn't really tell you what it actually is, but it's part of the real-time collaboration efforts for phase three. Riad has put in a little experiments, and it's really just a prototype or a proof of concept where you can have multiple people work on posts at the same time and see how that works. It uses the team has decided, or kind of thinks that the best external library to use is the YJS library that uses WebSockets and other kind of in the pipeline kind of tools. And yeah, it's just the beginning of that little piece of it. And if you read through the PR, you hear a lot that's not working, but the main thing should be working. So test it out, try it out, and just see how it feels.
I mean, that's exciting to kind of be able to start looking into it. I want to try it out.
Yeah, I think Riyadh did 2 years ago already. I had a site that's called sblocks.com where he tested some of that already. So this is bringing it into the Gutenberg repo and kind of see how it works with actually a real implementation. Yeah. So I'm just kind of looking also at the fonts library. There is in the PR, it's a backend test, but in the PR there is a video where you can see how it would fit into front end kind of view as well. I don't think there's UI yet in there, but the experiment is you need to turn it on so you as a developer can use the REST endpoints to figure out how you can include it into your plugin. If you're a plugin developer that works with fonts and has some of the functionality in there, it's probably good to start working with it. And then there were again a ton of updates in the documentation. Especially, I just want to point out one page, and that's the page curating the editor experience, because it also now includes how to include the starter patterns for templates. And that it's documented now. But that page is something I point many people to when they say, well, I don't want our users to have access to this, that, and other. And I said, well, you have tools to make them disappear, to disable things, or to curate that a little bit further. And that's the page that I point people to when they need to explore how they can switch off some of the functionality or some of the features of the design controls and global styles as well. Do you have any? Oh, no, one more. I'm sorry. One more.
It
Also for
was just, it's
developers.
a lot. It,
It's
I
a
mean,
lot,
that's
yeah.
just a lot.
Yeah.
For Node and NPM? No.
It's
For the building tool update, got update.
The Gutenberg repo now update the minimum node version to 16 and NPM version to 8. Up until now, I was still working on minimum version 14 and I think 6 for NPM, but now you need at least be on 16 and on 8 for NPM to build with Gutenberg, and some of the packages require now the higher versions. It was mainly updated for, I think, the fonts API. Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm sorry. I might be misleading. There was a reason why it was happening now, because one of the features, either the interactivity API or the fonts API or something like that, required a higher version of it. And so now, all the build process is now. So on the repo, you might want to rebase them and update your node install. Yeah, other external libraries also got updates, like the Storybook or Learner or TypeScript. Storybook is now on version 7, Learner is on 7.14, and TypeScript on 5.1. But that's all for now. Now we are at the end of it. Did
It
you
was a
see
lot of
anything
updates.
that you wanted to explore that we overlooked?
No, I got a bit more quiet to the end of it. I'm
To the end, yeah.
sorry.
Yeah,
It's kind of
no.
like I'm sliding into bedtime, like time-wise,
Oh.
sadly. I was like,
So what
my
time is it
energy
there?
level goes a little bit down.
Are you
It yeah,
close to midnight
it's
now?
not that late. It's just like, yeah, toddler mom late. It's 10.
Yeah. No, it's getting close to my bedtime too. So I only have one more thing on the agenda for today, and that is the admin design kickoff post that was
Oh,
posted
cool.
by Saxon. And we only can, our listeners certainly need to go there and read it themselves. But yeah, the listeners, but also go there,
Very
especially because
exciting.
it's very exciting. And it kind of shows you where the site editor design can kind of merge into WP admin in various different ways. And which part excites you most? You read through it?
The merge part, because yeah, the site editor, it just looks like, yeah, it's so much like more modern, and I can't wait for it to merge as
Yeah.
much as possible, as fast as possible. Just kind of, yeah, because it just kind of represents what WordPress has to offer way more. Like Yeah, coming from a design background myself too. Yeah, we just want to see it more clean and modern, and yeah, just more exciting to work in it, I think, and just more attractive to make it more attractive to new users, and just beautiful.
Yeah. And I
And I
like
love the site editing.
yeah, design.
Yeah, the design of the site editing. So I can't wait to have all of WordPress look like that.
Oh, I think you need to have some patience because
I
it's gonna
know.
take many, many major releases
I
to
know,
get
yeah,
this in
sadly.
before, yeah.
If it would be up to me, we would do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
But yeah.
you and me both. I know.
Yeah,
But what I like about it is that it has it's more contained. So when you have a plugin right now, a plugin can put itself into the menus on the left-hand side and
that's
multiple
so
times.
wrong.
And
Yeah.
yeah, but now you have a plugin section and then a plugin, and then whenever you click on it, the plugin takes over your screen. Yeah, but it's all plugin oriented. So you have your tabs, you have your everything. And if you want to get out of the setting, you just do the back button and you're back to the WordPress part. I really like those.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest complaint too we hear from people, that it's like if a plugin can take over WordPress, it looks wild, and it doesn't, it's kind of sad for WordPress when that happens, and all the like promotions and whatever some people put in there. Yeah, we don't want to have that. And also like kind of finding plugin settings, because some put them there and others there. And I think, yeah, it just kind of grew organically, and we kind of have to now improve that.
Yeah. And I think it's also in
Just for
the
users. I mean, it's for the users. We do it not to punish people, but to kind of make it a better user experience, because at the moment it's just suffering.
But I also can see that it's so much helpful for the plugin developers to have a
Two, yeah.
a coherent WordPress design system that they can rely on and don't have to
True.
come up with all the interfaces themselves, you know, because that code needs to be managed and maintained.
I
And
like that you say that. I'm probably at the moment, a lot of people won't agree, but I think too, like you have to kind of control that experience. I like it.
yeah, well, the control of the experience you still have, yeah, just the design. So the user sees the same components over and over again and knows what to do with them. And what they do is the plugins definitely have a freedom on there. But I think if some of the plugins that are really big plugins can rely, and there are, we had a live Q&A on the Gutenberg Times about that with the people from the developers from GiveWP. They do their whole revamp of their plugin based on the WordPress packages and components, so that the open source project is actually maintaining their code. And they did additional, of course, customization on that, but they only have to maintain those instead of the whole plugin. Yeah, and economics
Makes their
wise,
life easier. Yeah. Make
life.
everyone's lives easier.
Yeah, and
I
also
think so
the
too.
And also the feedback loop is now about WordPress core elements and not about what the plugin can do, and the bug fixes can be in core. Yeah, it's kind of fixed upstream instead of just in the plugin. Yeah, if there is something there, yeah, that needs to be
That
fixed.
makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
So
love that. I can't wait.
dear listeners, I don't know if I shared that post with you, but I will it again in the show notes with the live Q&A with the GiveWP developers, Jason Adams and John Weinstein. Probably, yeah, it was the beginning of July. We had that live Q&A, and we have the transcript and the video and all the resources there, so you can follow up on that. Anyway, well, this was a great. It was so great to walk with you through those changelog items, Alan. Thank you so much. And before we come to the end, do you have any announcements or comments that you would like our listeners know? And if people want to get in touch with you, where is a good spot to find you?
So first of all, thank you for having me. Yeah, I hope I could contribute a little bit
A
to
lot,
this
a
episode.
lot. Yeah, no.
No. Yeah, so get in contact with, so we have our website, Alma Studio, on Aino Blogs, both work, and Yeah, I still call it Twitter. I don't care. Instagram and YouTube. I actually just about to get into creating a few new YouTube videos. So it's all Elma Studio there, like on all the socials, except Twitter is my name, Ellen Bauer. Yeah, just on our website. And a news is just that we are about to finish a new free theme, and it's kind of inspired by the statement I made earlier that I just wanted to blog again. So we're gonna do a little blog theme that was just kind of a design idea we had, Manu and I had, and we're like, just let's do it. And I'm actually excited to create a little private blog on this design. And we have it almost ready. I hope it will land in the WordPress org repository within the next like 4 weeks or so, depending on what we still need to do. But and then there's a second one in the works as well that is kind of just like a wrap up of a redesign we did, and we kind of had all these materials and patterns and templates ready, and we're like, let's do a theme out of that. So that's gonna be another free theme coming as well.
Oh,
Yeah, just kind
cool
of like
idea.
fun projects we did
Yeah,
over the last month.
I'm looking so much forward to that. Yeah,
Yeah,
awesome.
we just wanted to create something like simple for a change, and we're like, let's do that, just simple kind of block themes or easy like smaller themes and make them free themes. So that's what we did, kind of just out of fun, which is cool to do that too. Yeah, so that's coming from us. Others, I don't have anything else to say except like thank you for having me. It was really exciting and it helped me a lot to catch up on things actually, which
Oh,
is so
good.
cool. And yeah, I'm just like amazed and excited about all the changes coming and all the fine-tuning. It's really so cool to see WordPress kind of coming together in that way. Like you said, like with the admin and stuff, it's still a way to go, but I mean we can see the first glimpses of that, and really beautiful to see WordPress going into that direction. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be working with you on the 6.4 release. And dear listeners, before we end the show, I want to remind everyone the show notes will be published on gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. This is episode 88. And if you have questions or suggestions or news that you want us to include in the next show, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. Thank you all for listening. And in 2 weeks, we have Nadia Meyer from Hostinger. She's a content creator on Hostinger, and she will go with us through the changelog. Thank you so much, Ellen, and hope all will be well. Until the next time, bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.